Let's go.
This is the Training Camp Review Podcast from Patriots.com.
Tempo in and out of the huddle.
The Training Camp Review Podcast is your daily source for all the news from Patriots Training Camp. Couldn't make it to the Patriots practice? Don't worry. The writers of Patriots Football Weekly have you covered. Well, maybe not Fred.
It's supposed to be hot. Supposed to be tough. It's the NFL. Training camp.
Now, here to review today's practice, the writers of PFW.
That would be me, Eric Scalavino, Paul Perillo, Andy Hart, Darren Hartwell, the whole crew here today on day 21, practice number 16, Wednesday, August 15th at Gillette Stadium. Guys, the biggest news today, I think, not very good concerning Jabbar Gaffney, who looked like he injured either a quad muscle, hip area, something on his right leg in the middle of practice, retreated immediately to the sideline in between the two fields, received treatment for the remainder of practice, and didn't take part, shed his equipment, and was a spectator thereafter. Not good news for the Patriots offense. Did any of you guys see exactly what happened to him on that play?
Yeah, it looked like he was running a deep pattern down the right side of the field, and he kind of pulled up lame right near the end zone and was kind of limping.
So yeah, it looked like I would agree. I saw the same thing that Darren did.
Kind of popped out or something. I don't know.
I would, as I tend to do, Eric, I tend to look at the other side, and I look at all the offensive guys that came back to practice today, Gronkowski.
Because you're Hernandez, you're very positive.
Lloyd, back out in uniform.
I'm positive. He's full of crap.
and even Logan Mankins, who, while still wading his way back into the fray, I thought, I didn't really see much of specifically what he did, but took part way away from us in some of the one-on-one drills on a limited basis. So I look at offensively, I'll take that swap. They got four key guys sort of back in the mix and one secondary guy that might be banged up here.
You're right there. And Gronk looked pretty good. He had one kind of high pass that hit his hands I thought was pretty catchable for him. At least we've seen him make tougher catches. But aside from that, he looked like his usual dominant self coming back. So did Aaron Hernandez.
Blocking, too, which, a guy ankle injury, if it was indeed something to do with that, was having no problems being physical.
And there was a lot of running work today, too. So there was a lot of blocking for the tight ends to do.
Brandon Lloyd, not exactly the kind of flash that we saw at the beginning of camp with him, but he was back out there again, as Paul said, and contributing, making catches. It didn't look too much worse for wear.
No.
So you're right there, Paul. Good news on that front. And
let's turn it around. Turn the front upside down,
true.
Eric. Let's look at the bright side.
Yes. Otherwise, though, guys, I thought the defense, again, starting to show some signs of growth, maturity. It looks like they're starting to come together a little bit. And I'm hoping that's not a byproduct of the offense not doing well. Yeah, but it's kind of hard to tell.
Well, it is. Brady actually spoke after practice, and he mentioned that. It's hard in training camp because someone's going to have a bad play, whether it's offense or defense. So you don't know for sure how excited you get about things. But I thought Belichick made an interesting comment today about that whole he was asked a couple of questions about the defense and the progress that that unit has made. And I don't know how much he meant with him, it probably meant a lot because he very rarely just throws things out there. But he mentioned that for the most part, the defensive players have been out there every day. And we know that that hasn't really been the case on offense. So I wonder if maybe that has something to do with sort of the surge that the defense has made. I would say this is the third day in a row, at least, that the defense has looked like it's had the better of things in terms of the competitive portions of practice.
And I guess you kind of maybe at this point want that. I mean, we certainly have seen in previous training camps the offense has sometimes taken a while to get started, but they always end up, with Brady under center, being a very efficient and effective offense.
Sure.
We don't always see that in training camp, though.
Well, and part of it, I think, this year has been, as we've talked, the guys in and out. Hernandez, Gronkowski, and Lloyd. I mean, that's three of your top four receivers not on the field the last couple days. Then they're back, and then you lose Gaffney, and Branch has kind of been in various states of participation. And, so there's the core of that passing attack hasn't always been on the field. But I think the bigger issue is I just have no fear about the passing attack. Whoever it's going to be, they're going to throw for 4,500 or 5,000 yards and put up a lot of points. The defense, and I agree, I think it's been better on an uptick for the last, you know, probably since the Saints game. And it's not just, you know, making plays and, okay, they got some interceptions, which some were bad throws, some were, but just the general being in the same area as the receiver, not letting guys run wide open. You know, we watched today where, yeah, Deion Branch got behind Devin McCourty, but at least McCourty's right there. And I think we're seeing baby steps there. We see pressures where the quarterbacks have to hold on to the ball and then pull it down or throw it late.
A lot
and you
of
say,
that. A lot
so
of that.
I just think the feel, no specific anything, mm-hmm. just the feel of the defense has been on the upswing the last week.
Which, you know, that's, let's face it.
So now they're 30th in the NFL.
Well, but that's the right direction. As
no, but that's my point. They were so bad last year. The offense is a given. I want to see, I'd rather see the defense winning days, winning drills. And even if it doesn't mean, okay, they're going to go shut down great offenses like the Patriots in games, it's improvement. It's baby steps. It's, you know, guys getting on the same page. That's been a lot of the talk this week with Gregory and Chung and the DBs and the linebackers. And, you know, Spikes is now out there a couple days in a row to work with Hightower and Mayo. It's just, it feels better. And for me, I've been as critical of this defense as anyone for the last year and a mm-hmm. half. I like having some positive things to point to. Now, that could be wiped away with, you know, by the Eagles or wiped away, who knows. But I'd rather feel good right now about the defense, and I'll assume the offense will get it together.
Agreed. I want to know what you guys made of two things. First, Bill Belichick's comments about Ryan Mallett when asked specifically about his development from last year to this year. And then seeing Mallett today helping out as a scout person on the punt team.
Well, he's clearly the number three quarterback for this team. Every time, I mean, you see a lot of times when Brady and Hoyer go do X with the receivers, he works on handoffs with the running backs. Today, you're right, it was Brady and Hoyer with Josh McDaniels, Mallett running scout coverage for the punt team. He's clearly the number three. Now, Bill said today he's significantly better than he was last year. I'll take him at his word. I haven't necessarily seen that play out a lot on the field. We saw a couple interceptions yesterday. We saw terrible throws throughout the bulk of the Saints game. So I don't think there's a competition for number two. I think the competition is Ryan Mallett going to stick on the roster, or, you know, where is Ryan Mallett going in his progression?
Yeah.
I'll take Bill's word that he's getting better.
Yeah, and after the last 2 days where it looked like he got more of the second reps after Brady, today he didn't, and actually Hoyer didn't get very many reps today either. It was a big Brady day.
It was a big Brady day.
And a big run day. There weren't a ton of pass reps.
It was a lot of run, and then Brady was under center for most of it. But, yeah, I mean, I think Andy's right the way he terms it. You have to take Bill at his word. I'm sure he has improved significantly. Now, what level he's at now and how close that is to acceptable, I don't know. And certainly Bill's not going to share that with us if –
And Bill doesn't
if he
really
doesn't
feel know. It. I mean, as much as he can be upset or happy with anything he sees on the practice field and a little bit of preseason game action, that's still not, is he capable of a real regular season game going in and playing? I just think, I don't think he's in competition with Hoyer. I think he's in competition with himself to improve and improve his future potential with this team to the point where they say, we have something or we don't. He's worth a third quarterback on the roster. He's not. Where are we?
And as I think Paul mentioned earlier on in the podcast, Mankins was in full pads today, his first time that we've seen him do that. Didn't really get involved too much with the O-line rotation, though. He's still limited to his individual drills.
Baby steps.
Right. Any chance that we see him even for a series on Monday against the Eagles?
No.
I don't think so either.
Based on what I've seen, I would say no, but a lot can change in 2 days.
There are
he's all of a sudden out there, you know, taking full team reps tomorrow and Friday. Then, you know, I'll reserve the right to change my mind.
Sure.
Well, I also have my doubts about how many any first-teamers you're going to see on Monday.
Yeah, so. I think it's going to be a very light first team. That's a good point, Andy.
Right,
very
because
light
the third
first
preseason
team.
Game is only 4 days later in Tampa.
Right.
That's usually when you see the
but
first
teamers.
But either
way,
so.
I don't think you're going to see Mankins out there. I don't know
why
you
so
would.
Either.
The guy is already proven.
Yeah.
There's no rust to knock off. He holds out for half a season and comes out and plays right away. You know, as much as he's dealing with an ACL injury, he's a big lineman. He looks better running. He doesn't have that significant limp that we saw
in the spring. Yeah.
He was doing sprints today by himself at one point. Conditioning may be an issue because he looked like he wanted to pass out when he finished his sprints. But talent-wise, I'm not sure you need to get him a ton of reps to make sure he's ready.
Any other highlights that you guys wrote down, noted, or mentally noted?
One, I guess, minor note. We saw Marcus Harrison go down with an injury.
Yep.
I think it was also a leg injury.
Yep.
I'm not sure specifically, but he was down for a little while. It looked like he got up and started running around, though. So
he was better than Gaffney in that.
Right.
After they looked at him, it looked serious. He stayed down on his stomach for a while, but then he was jogging on the sideline and kind of working things out. The thing I would say, and I guess you said positive notes, but this is kind of a negative one. Third straight day that Ebert struggled with a
punt.
It was a punt today, a kickoff yesterday, a punt the day before that he dropped. I've liked what I've seen from him as a receiver. He's going to have to make that big Julian Edelman jump in what he's doing in the return game because he's struggled a bit the last 3 days.
I agree with the receiver part, though. I'm intrigued by that guy. I don't think he's going to have a role on the 53-man. I think we've talked about this. I think he's a practice squad candidate. But I'm intrigued by his ability to participate on offense because he's gotten a chance to get some reps in the last couple of days with regular people. Now, mostly the last 2 days when you had Lloyd and Hernandez and Gronk not around. But he catches everything. In offense, he catches everything.
He's an option for 2013. I think 2012 is
completely
not
agree.
In the picture. But even today, you know, I joked, Edelman came across the field, boom, bad drop. I think it was the very next snap.
It was.
He comes across the field in a similar spot and just hauls it in.
Yeah, made a nice
So,
catch.
You know, for those of us that have said, you know, Edelman's never really carved out anything for himself on as a receiver, and the uncertainty moving forward of Wes Welker's tenure here, it's nice to have a young guy that you even have a glimmer of hope could be a developmental slot receiver for next year and beyond.
Right. Well, we found out officially today that training camp is 1 day longer than we thought. There's going to be a practice on Friday where there was some question about whether or not they'd have anything over the weekend, but we did find out that Friday is the day, last open to the public practice of this year's training camp. So you've got now 2 more days to maybe get up here, catch a practice.
And if you want an autograph, get your butt down here. You got a good chance. Smaller crowds.
Yep.
Get up by the rope. Brady signed a lot of autographs today. That may hurt your chances to get him the next couple days, but there's always Gronk and Welker and Hernandez.
You never
know. This team is loaded with stars. Get your butt down here and try to get an autograph for the kids.
And if you can't do that, at least you have us as consolation. We'll be back tomorrow with another Patriots Training Camp podcast. Join us then. Oh, you like that gossip? Like you the one drinking what gossip.com? Now I got a word for your tongue. How many rolling stones you want? Yeah, I got a brand new spirit speaking and it's done. Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.